previously on Valiant.
We, Ziadani and I, have been receiving visions.
Visions, you say? Of a temple?
How did you know that?
I've had visions as well. It's the reason we started this pilgrimage.
I think I know where the temple is. Yes, it sounds to me like the Temple of the Whisperer, which is about a week north and somewhat west of here between the mountains and the Glass Desert.
All right, so you make your way to the temple. It feels like you're in a different place now. You can still see the pyramid up above you, but everything has gone dark.
Do I feel like we might be in any particular realm or plane or demiplane or anything?
The like psychic forces that would be normally part of the ethereal plane would be like general feelings, not a specific like anxiety feeling, and that keys you into the fact that, oh, we're probably in Xibalba, which is the land of the Sakyals. There is a pair of staircases that descend into the pyramid, and also just over the openings for these staircases, there appears to be a weird, thin, ghostly membrane film over it. We call it a ghost screen. It's kind of a strange coalescence of planar energy that's obviously a deterrent, a boundary between parts of different planes and dimensions. Palti sits right down there in the center of the room. You see him just begin to pray in a chant, and you see it just kind of recede up toward into him, and the way is open.
Right. Into the dungeon.
I guess you take some time to heal back up.
Yeah.
And while you get up there, Maria asks Pralti to just like, you know, chill out for a bit. And when he does that, the ghost screen, is that what I called it? Sure.
Yeah.
Ghost screen returns and covers up the stairwell again. Gives you time to patch up. Cool. Well, I'm gonna guess at that point you return back to that room you were in.
Yeah. Boom.
Hey, here's this room. Here's a big old pile of rocks that is now inanimate. There's only one thing spewing water from the fountain instead of two. There's still a chasm. And it's still a 15-foot high ceiling.
Do you Walking think back. There's anything worth looking in that fountain for still, or?
Yeah, I'm going to check out the fountain again. And I'm going to roll a nature check on the other statue. The other thing that's spewing the water.
I'm going to sort through the pile of rocks.
I have a 29 nature to check for additional elementals.
Okay. You scope things out, and you're pretty sure that this is all that remains is just a normal fountain.
Is the water like gross and like corrupted and tainted, or is it like good water?
Yeah,
it
looks good.
I
wouldn't drink any water from Xibalba if I were you.
Pretty gross fountain.
Which pile of rock is Siren looking at?
The destroyed or defeated elemental.
Ah. Nice.
Sorting through it, it's just a big old dead elemental.
I was thinking, remember I was on that space right near you, Siren? Maybe that unlocks something if it's not a trap? Nothing seemed to happen while I was standing on it. Maybe we put the elementals remains on that spot and see if that does something, or maybe there's more than one spot that we have to press down on and that does something. I'm just wondering if we're going to get across. Wait,
is there a locked door, or
I don't know.
There
I'm
was
just wondering.
The, there was the tile. Space, the tile that recessed into the ground. Ziadani has trap finder.
Ooh.
The rogue feet.
Where'd you get that?
Ziadani has rogue multiclass.
How did I not know that? You're so mysterious.
Yeah.
All right. You gain. All right, plus one perceptions. All right, what's your perception bonus normally?
My Zidani's perception bonus is plus 14.
Okay, so it would be plus 15 to, to notice.
A
traps.
Darn good
and,
notice.
And this is one of those secret checks I just kind of occasionally be like, yeah, hey, you notice this thing. All right, so knowing that, yo, hey, you notice the thing. Not only do you notice that the tile that Ev walked onto seemed to be a kind of, I guess it's a pressure plate would be the most appropriate word here. You
the
notice that
term Ev is a pressure plate.
would be there's also another one just a couple feet away from it on the opposite side, of that same end of the chamber. Looks like there are two pressure plates.
There's actually two of them. The other one's over here.
Oh, do you think it opens a wall or something?
Why don't we put half of the remains of the stone elemental on each pressure plate?
Yeah. As the person that investigated the body, the reason you can't do that is because it's one whole body. It's a pile of rocks, but the rocks are all connected to form one body. You can't separate them. Unless you, I guess, cut it up and stuff, but that would be very difficult to do because it's made of rock.
Can we see, is there like, is it open on the other side of the pit across the bridge, or is it like a, so it just seems like there's a path like that continues.
Yeah, it looks like there's a hallway on the other side.
Okay, so.
What if we just flew over it?
Well, we can, but I'm curious. Do you have any idea what these plates pressing down does? I mean, treasure room, secret.
You're unsure. You didn't notice anything else.
Any idea?
The existence.
Can we throw like somebody's pack on the other plate to see what happens?
Well, we can roll the rocks onto the other plate. They can just only be on one place at a time.
Correct.
Yeah, we can at least see what happens when one person's standing on one and the rocks are on the other.
You want to be the one to stand on the plate?
That's why I suggested a pack.
Yeah, I mean, well, do we have something we could fill with water and then use that?
Probably.
Like a water skin? We should all have water skins.
Yeah, I'm not sure that'll be heavy enough, but
I feel like I volunteer my pack. It's got enough crap in it. It's got my whole adventuring kit in it. I think it will be at least probably 40 pounds. So,
okay, sure.
Let's test.
All right, so you're moving the dead elemental onto one of these plates. Which plate do you want? The west or the east plate? West being the one that Ed walked on, and east being the one that no one has walked on, so you don't know what happens if you step on it.
I would suggest you're packed on the west one.
Okay. I will put the pack on the west one.
Yeah, and we'll put the elemental on the one that we haven't stood on yet.
Okay.
And I can drag it to spare your muscles.
Are you doing that simultaneously, or are you doing one at a time?
I think we should put the elemental on the other one first, since we haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, is the panel that has been stepped on, is that still recessed, or did it go back up?
It came back up when Ev stepped off, or when Ev flew off of it, technically. Yeah. You pull the elemental's body onto the one panel, and it sinks down a couple inches. Nothing happens.
Well, Let's put the pack on the other one.
Mm-hmm. You put the pack on the other one, and nothing happens. It doesn't even sink into the ground. It doesn't seem to be heavy enough.
Darn. Well,
I mean, I'm the one who was interested. I stood on it before. I can stand on it again.
Okay.
Well, oh, yeah. I mean, you agreed to that.
And then Ev gets shot by arrows and dies.
Zidane stands on the pressure plate.
Okay.
Zidane stands on it, and it sinks into the ground. And after a moment, you hear very muffled. It seems to be coming from the other side of the wall, just the sound of stone grinding. And after a few seconds, it stops.
Hmm.
Maybe we need to go back up and go down the other stairs.
That's true. We have no idea what goes.
When Zidane steps off of it, the plate rises and you hear the grinding sound again.
Hmm.
As if
maybe we just let out a monster. Whatever.
Yeah.
Zidane pokes her head up just to make sure everything is okay up there.
Seems to be good.
All right.
You also have a pit in this room.
Yeah, do we go across or do we check out the parallel side?
I'm down for whatever, honestly.
The other side.
Yeah, let's see. Since we found a secret, I'm curious.
Yeah.
Also, just good to keep our exploration of this dungeon in sync on the two sides.
I like that. Yeah. Mm.
Should we leave somebody on the pressure plate? Because clearly it no longer works when it doesn't have weight on it.
Could be there's creatures on the other side we need to fight first before we figure out the pressure plate.
True. So, I hope we haven't just given them all the treasure. That's no fun. Although we're just going to kill them anyway and take it.
Okay, we'll check out that area and then worry about the pressure plate after that. Is that the plan?
Yeah.
Great, let's go.
Up and down, we do.
So you're going up and over to the other side then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully grandmother's house is not over there.
All right. So you go up and over and descend into another large chamber. There are columns spaced out supporting the stone ceiling above you. And there are carvings of humanoids, stylized carvings of humanoids on the wall along here. Yeah. So you come in here and you see that there are two doors, one on the north side and one down on the eastern bit of the map. The northern door has a symbol of a stylized symbol of a warrior on it. And the eastern door has a stylized symbol of a pyramid on it. For anyone who cares to keep track of that.
Huh.
Thoughts, anyone?
Well, it's possible these statues are going to come to life like the other ones did.
Where are they positioned in the room? Could you say again?
There's not statues, there's carvings on the wall.
Oh, carvings on the wall.
On the far wall.
I'm going to draw my sword and shield and approach one.
I did also forget to note one thing, which I'll just do it now. The pressure plates, when you inspect them, I mean, they were covered in dust and stuff, but after having stepped onto them and walked off and stuff, it cleared some of the dust. They also have the same stylized pyramids on each of them.
Could be they open this door.
I'd assume so. They had stylized pyramids on them. So,
well, can I have someone back and stand them? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go step on it for a minute and then I'll come back.
All right.
Okay. Don't go through the door without me because it's going to close.
Yeah.
All right. You hop back up and go to the other side, go back down to the first room that you entered. You step on it, and after a few seconds, wouldn't you know it, everyone else in this other room, you see the door open up. The one with the stylized pyramid on it, open up and reveal a small chamber beyond.
That's very exciting. That only slightly looks like a death trap when I move my token over there to get the light on.
Yeah, I promise you, just because you see it on the map doesn't necessarily mean it exists.
I'm okay.
Using the map.
For the people at home, there are spikes on the top and bones everywhere.
Zidani returns to the other side.
Okay. How long would you have stood there?
She steps on the pressure plate, waits to hear the sound the stone moving and the door opening, and then she waits a couple minutes to give people an opportunity to look through.
Yeah,
and then
a few minutes is plenty of time. I just didn't know if after 10 seconds I trapped Sarna inside.
No.
Yeah, after the door's up, I guess, because Ev was already watching to go in, Ev's like quickly like floats in.
All right. So you come in and you see that's a little alcove that bends around to just a dead end, but at the end of this alcove, there's a little stand, I guess, a little stone stand with a small golden idol carved to look like a warrior.
All right. So Ev will point at it and say, there's a warrior statue over here, and I am fairly certain if I touch that, something bad might happen. So we might want to talk about it with Zidani before we grab it.
The warrior statue looks exactly like the
door.
Warrior symbol on the door, yes.
Mm. So Ev will fly back out.
And after a few minutes, Zidani returns.
Did the door close on the secret room?
Yes.
Okay. What if we absolutely destroyed the elemental and did break apart its body? Would that be a ridiculous amount of work?
It would take a lot of work, yes.
Okay. Can we steal a rock from somewhere else in this stone dungeon to put on the other pressure plate?
You feel it's got to at least be heavier than your pack, so you got to find something big. And so far, you've not seen anything like that.
We get Cranton to step on it.
Can we get an NPC, please?
Yeah.
Can I call an NPC?
Yeah, absolutely. You phone a friend, mm-hmm. and you tell Cranton, "Hey, do you mind stepping on this plate?" Sure, I'll do that. just till you tell me to stop.
Yeah,
just
great.
Be alert for danger while you're stepping on it. When you first step on it, you're gonna hear some noises. It's gonna be a door on the other side opening up. But after that, if you start hearing noises that you think something is gonna go very wrong where you is, then feel free to get off of the pressure plate.
Okay.
If you feel like you're in danger.
Okay.
I mean, this place is dangerous, but at least for right there, you'll probably be in less danger temporarily. We're going to be in the dangerous place.
That's our expectation.
Yes.
Oh.
This has been tested already, and Zidani survived.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's probably been here the whole time, right?
Yeah, he's probably watched the whole time. Like, your increased assurances are like actually less assuring.
We're like 99% sure you won't die.
No, if I would say 99%, it's possible anything could walk into that room.
That's true. Okay. All right.
Let's, 40%. Let's not scare him anymore.
43.33%.
Yeah. I'm presenting that we think the pressure plate is fine, just opens the door. But if something else happened in there, feel free, just get off the pressure plate. Get
and
out.
And I highly doubt that elementals regenerate.
Okay. I pat Cranton on the shoulder and I whisper to the rest of everyone, let's get out of here before we screw up anymore.
Okay, I'll just wait for you here then.
Just keep your eyes open.
Yep. He does that. The door opens up, revealing the statue once more. Little statue.
Ziadani, I'm just maybe check around this statue thing in case something might explode out or burn or say spikes were to come out of a wall or something.
Yeah, yeah. I do my trap finding.
Okay, you can also intentionally search with perception if you want. So.
Yeah, sure, I'll do that.
If you don't want to rely on me to do it.
I have 31.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah, you look this thing over. No obvious signs of danger or anything. It seems to be just fine.
Does it look like the statue is on a pressure plate and that something is going to happen when the statue is lifted up and that we have to do a switcheroo?
No. No.
All right.
What a creative thing, though. I've never heard of something like that.
is this Indiana Jones?
Definitely not. At the very least, there's no pressure plate on it. There doesn't seem to be trapped, going off any other trap or any kind of connection like that. No mechanisms seem to be involved.
All right. I do not bother doing the switcheroo then.
Okay.
But I'm also not going to grab it. I'm going to suggest that. Sarna, you might want to be the one to grab it just in case this is some kind of trial related to being a warrior or some such. Oh,
that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Sarna, how do you feel about that?
I'm so sorry. I zoned out for a second. Can you repeat that?
Ziadani suggested that Sarna should be the one to pick up the statuette in the event that it is some kind of like related to the trial of being a warrior and defeating the warrior spirit.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
Where should I stand? Is that statuette at the bottom of this area? Okay, great.
I think so.
Ziadani, are you also in the room while Sarna's doing this?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to get squished by these spikes at the top of the map now. They're going to start coming down.
They don't exist, I promise you.
Right.
You pick up the statuette then.
Mm-hmm.
When you do so, that's it. You just lift it up and nothing happens.
Amazing.
Nice.
When you look out into the hallway, Siren and I have disappeared.
Does anyone want to do a check on this guy to see if it's magical?
I'd love to look it over.
Okay, I hand it over to you.
All right, you hand it over, and at the moment the statue crosses the threshold out of this room, some stuff happens. One of the carvings comes to life.
Uh-oh.
And steps out. It's a warrior-ish carving. Steps out to attack you interlopers. How dare you?
Hey there, Luis here. It's me, your GM for Valiant. It's been a bit since you've had a new Valiant episode, and part of that is because No Direction was having their guest blogger takeover, which is just a nice break for everyone that's contributing to the No Direction Network. Just have some time off, usually around the same time of the year, a bit post-Gen Con. This one kind of lined up a bit with Gen Con, but basically, hey, once a year, No Direction Network kind of schedules a break for everyone to have some time off, not have to worry about getting blogs done and the like. And that does include podcast episodes. So I took advantage of it and then didn't release anything during that time. And then other stuff came up and I couldn't really get an episode out in the slot that was meant to be 2 weeks ago from, well, when this episode comes out. Anyway, I was taking a break is really what it all comes down to. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. I think it's very important for people to take breaks from any number of things. It can be your RPGs that you're playing. It can be from work. It can be from stuff you like. You know, it doesn't always have to be taking break from stuff that is tough or stuff that is giving you stress or just not necessarily, you know, even stuff that's just a neutral thing in your life. You know, you might decide, oh, well, normally I'd get groceries on Friday evenings, but you know, I'm going to take a break and not get groceries this Friday evening, and maybe I'll just kind of hold over the weekend by eating out or finishing leftovers or whatever. However you want to think about a break, whatever you should be thinking about with breaks, just don't think of it as necessarily a bad thing or a thing that you always use to excuse yourself from the bad things in your life or the uncomfortable things in your life. Breaks can happen with good things as well. I've had plenty of times where there are breaks between APs that I've completed. Every time we complete a campaign, we do take a break and try out other games. So we take a break from Pathfinder, and currently that's actually a thing that's happening right now. We're trying out Hunter the Reckoning. No, that's not right. Hunter the Reckoning. We're trying out Hunter the Vigil, which is the new World of Darkness style game. But we're trying out different stuff. It's a thing that happens all the time, and that's an important thing, I think, for life in general. So here I am telling you, whatever is currently in your life, whether it be stressing you out or something you enjoy, consider maybe taking a break. If you are having a blast with your RPG campaign, you don't have to take this advice right now and use it, but there might be a point where there is a lull, or holidays roll around, or life events happen in such a way that maybe taking a break will be nice. We have a month usually between episodes of Valiant. Sometimes we take an extra month when I know I have enough backlog for episodes to work with to give people a chance to do stuff. Or, it's not necessarily an intentional break. Sometimes it's unintentional, but breaks are breaks, and they can be good. They can be helpful, and they can be a great time to reflect upon things and maybe refresh yourself and reinvigorate yourself to come back to do a thing you enjoy, as well as get you ready to come back to a thing that may be unpleasant or not necessarily the most fun thing in your life. So whatever you're doing, if it's playing RPGs, if it's playing sports, if it's just work, feel free to take a break. And also know that even if you take a break, you're not obligated to come back to a thing right away. If you were into Pathfinder or Starfinder or something, and you wanted to try out a different game for a bit and you end up liking it, stick with it for a bit. Who knows? You might find a new love or another thing you can enjoy, and you're under no obligation to come back from this break on any specific period. Of course, there's always other people that are in your life that you have to consider. If you're taking a break from work, you obviously have to come back from work. Or if you're taking a break from your campaign as a GM, eventually your players will probably want to come back and play, or will miss you if you're a player and want to have you back in the party and stuff like that. But it's okay if you don't just say, okay, I'm taking a 1 week break or a 1 day break or whatever. You can extend your break, have it be as long or as short as you need or you feel you need. And sometimes that break never ends. Sometimes you never come back to a thing, and that's okay too. It's okay to have a time of reflection and realize that's just, not a priority in my life anymore. And I have moved on, and I'm taking a permanent break from, deciding to do pull-ups every Friday night. So whoever's listening that's doing the pull-ups every Friday night, you can take a break. You've earned it from me. Yeah, hey, breaks are cool, breaks are fun, but I am ready to get back into the Valiant thing. I've had fun just listening through the banter in this episode. It's always fun to laugh at jokes a second time because, it's been months sometimes since I've last heard them. So, yeah, Valiant is fun. I'm excited. Currently, this transition is happening between two different recording sessions. One session ended with them about to fight the statue that animated out of the wall, and then a different session started with them getting into that fight. So you're about to hear the start of a brand new session. So that is why there might be a bit of over-explanation on my part as to what exactly is happening to the players, because they may have forgotten, because it's been a month since we played, when we recorded this session, that is. So enough of that. Probably need a break from my rambling, so I'm gonna just say, let's get back to things. Let's hear that guitar. Let's see what happens with that combat.
So you're in the Temple of the Whisperer, and this stone statue came out of the wall. Roll for initiative.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're doing it again.
Yeah, of course it did.
Whoops.
That one I rolled last session on Knowledge Nature to check out the statues to see if they were going to attack us.
Turns out, yes.
It sure was a roll.
It sure was a one.
Let's see. What is my
wow, that was a bad initiative roll for me.
Why can I not find
oh, it's a great initiative roll for me.
Oh, wow. Oh, I got it. Got a nat 20. Unfortunately for him, so did the statue. And monsters go first.
Right, there we go.
What? That doesn't sound right.
That's the rules. Yep.
Yeah, there's a feat to let you go instead.
You can yell at Bowman or 12. Other respective members of the design team for that.
They love it when you yell at them for their decision.
Especially because some of the members of the design team weren't even around to make that court rule.
You should post on the forums about it.
Yeah.
I'm sure what I should really do is go to town on Twitter, but...
Twitter ranting always works.
It turns out that when you roll for initiative, a monster will go first if it ties. 1 out of 75. All right, so... Here we go. Hey, there's a big statue. It looks like a cool Mesoamerican styled warrior. Cool Razatlani, ancient Razatlani warrior. Which would be really neat if it weren't for the fact that it then strides forward and goes to wallop Ziadani in the face.
Rude.
Very rude. It uses its stone fist to hit for a total of natural 20. All right, that's fine.
I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I like that.
A total of 38 damage.
Okay, oh no, God. But hold on. Hold oh on. If it got a natural 20, I don't think I want that. I think I want to make ooh. It, you know.
Oh, evil. Yes, that's true.
Oh,
using an essence point on that.
Essence point to reroll.
We start with 3, right?
Yes, you start with 3. A 28 to hit you.
Well, 28 will hit, but it will not crit.
Okay, so instead of being 38 damage, it's 19 bludgeoning damage.
That's better.
And then it spends its final action to grab you.
No.
And now it's Saren's turn.
Wow. Okay. And there's currently a grab in place.
There's currently a grab in place.
I'm going to cast Forbidding Ward. On Giordani to give a +1 AC. Status bonus.
Okay.
Great. And then I'm going to cast Shield on myself.
Good call.
All defense, all the time. That's 3 actions. I'm good.
All right, so I'm grabbed.
Correct.
What all does grabbed prevent me from doing?
You can't move away till you escape. Mm-hmm. If you try to attempt to do any manipulate actions... such as, I don't know, casting a spell with a somatic or material component, there is a DC5 flat check involved, or it fails.
Okay.
But you can still attack. Like, if you don't want to try to break free, you can just wallop back. Or you can use the escape action to try to break free with either athletics or acrobatics or an unarmed strike. At least I hope I remembered all those rules. I had to double check myself.
I'm not sure if I should escape first and wild shape after, or wild shape first and escape after, because wild shaping will increase my athletics.
Yep.
But it does have a somatic component.
Mm-hmm.
DC5 flat check isn't bad, though.
bad.
I say that, and then you are really.
It is a 25% chance that I will fail.
That's only 20% chance, because on a 5, you still succeed.
On 5 is a success, oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe 5% is a tipping point for Jess's consideration.
No, I'll go acrobatics.
All right. Acrobatics versus its fortitude DC.
All right, I have a 19.
19 will not do it.
Okay.
Unless you want to try to reroll with this.
No.
All right. Well, you spend one action to try to break free. You have two actions left.
You're going to turn into a... What did I do last time? A coyote?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's do this. Let's do this flat. Let's see if I succeed to turn into a coyote. Oh, 16! Yay. I'm a coyote now.
And everyone automatically feels much better.
I mean, for sure. Now that I am a coyote, it is grabbing a coyote. I assume. But... I don't assume that there is a rule that if I polymorph while being grabbed, I slither out.
No, I don't think there's such a thing.
Polymorph nerfed.
Yeah.
Poly nerfed.
Absolutely not right.
All right. Well, you are now a coyote. Congratulations. Yes. It is now Sarna's turn. Who has Forbidding Ward place? No, Siodani has Forbidding Ward. My mistake.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'm going to start off by moving to flank with my good pal, Coyote Siodani. And then I'm going to attempt to hit it with my sword. That's a 31 to hit.
31's a hit.
Excellent. So let's see. Ooh, how does 9 damage sound to this stone statue?
You swing in hard with your sword, but we'll say that the fact that you're right next to a column means you don't get your full strength into the swing. Not very strong. And also, this thing is made of stone. It didn't seem to really affect it at all.
Yeah, I was worried about that. That was, okay. That's fine. With my last action, I will raise my shield.
Sounds good. Ev's turn.
Ev's going to move back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Just 10 feet. And then he chants Mudawaha Ranka and casts haste on
Sarna.
On Sarna, yes.
Thank you.
Put a little boot to represent Sarna's going fast.
Yeah.
And that's the end of my turn.
All right. The stone statue will spend one action. To maintain its grab on this coyote. And then it will spend another action to constrict said coyote.
Rude.
Go ahead and give me a fortitude save, please.
I've got 21.
Thank you. All right. You don't reduce this damage at all, but luckily it's not the worst roll. 12 bludgeoning damage. And then it's going to kick backwards to try to hit Sarna.
Oh.
It has more than just arms to fight with. Someone's really good at creating this statue and programming correctly. 23 to hit Sarna, I think will be a miss. It's not a miss.
Oh, sorry. That was a no, as in me responding to 23. It is a miss.
I know. I'm being silly. Saren's turn. My coyote is getting furtherly squeezed.
It's very rude.
Ouch. Okay. Okay. So I cast True Strike on myself, and then I am going to cast Ray of Enfeeblement at it.
Oh, okay.
So that will be two attack rolls, and I'll take the best of the two.
The best of the two being a mighty 18.
Neither of them is going to do it. If you wanted to spend an essence point, I'll say that it technically rerolls both. Because I'm being very kind.
Yeah, you really are. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll spend an essence point for a double reroll.
And don't forget to add plus one because of your bonus from the essence
24 is finally at least something.
24 will hit.
All right. Then it is a DC 22 fortitude save.
It succeeds, but not critically succeeds.
And then it is enfeebled one for 1 minute.
Cool. Sounds good. Nice job. All right. Siadani.
All right. I'm going to make another escape attempt. I'm going to use my athletics. I have 26.
26 will do it.
All right. Now that I have escaped, I'm going to make an attack while I'm flanking.
Okay.
Oh, I rolled very poorly.
Yeah, 16 is going to miss, unfortunately.
Yeah. I'm not invested in that enough to be able. And then, what do I want to do? I'll stay for now. I'll make another attack.
Okay.
I've got 25 against flanking.
25 hits.
I and do minimum 9 damage.
Unfortunately, that's not enough to break through this statue's hardness.
Yeah.
Oh, no. All right, yeah. Sarna.
Sorry, I'm real quick just figuring out what my spell DC is if I want to use my relic. sorry to
what's your charisma bonus?
It is equal to my class DC. So my class DC,
oh.
I should just be trained in at this point, right? At six level, I believe.
Correct. Yeah, you're just
okay. Trained. So trained is 2 plus 6. That's 8 plus 10. Is there anything else you add to your class DC? Oh God.
Yeah,
the relevant ability score modifier.
Key ability score.
Oh, so yeah, key four. Ability yeah. score. Okay. So plus 4.
Looks is like 22. 22.
Awesome. Okay, so in that case, I will use my relic for, ooh. I believe, the first time ooh. Using the relic gift. Mm-hmm. So
So whoever's keeping track of the Valiant Wiki can note that this is the episode where it's first activated.
Here we go. Okay. A bolt of flame scorches out from the relic. Make a spell attack roll with your relic against a target within 30 feet. The bolt deals 1d6 fire damage for every 2 levels the relic has. And the relic is the same level as me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I will make my spell attack roll, which is going to be a plus 12 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
32. Oh, that was a nat 20.
Wow.
There you go.
Can you?
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, you can turn a spell attack roll. Yeah. So.
Oh my god. Okay.
So go ahead and roll 3d6, and then we'll double that.
And okay, so that is 12 because 2 of those were ones. 12 damage.
All right. 12 damage, but here's the thing. You shatter this statue's construct armor.
Yeah!
Ooh, awesome!
So its hardness is no longer in place.
Yes!
And was that a and crit?
It's AC drop. It was a crit. So
it also is now has 6 persistent fire damage.
6 persistent fire.
Yes. Oh good. Man, that was awesome. First time using the flare bolt, and it's a crit.
Time to never use it again, so you always have a a crit for every time you used it. You have 1 action left and a hasted action left.
Okay, great. With my my first remaining action, I am going to use my billy goat ring. because I can do that for one action. Go ahead and give me a fortitude save.
Okay, you got a natural 20.
Yeah, I figured that fortitude was probably a good stat for this guy. With or without a natural 20. Okay, so that didn't work. Last thing is I raise my shield.
Can't raise your shield with your hasted action.
Okay, well, I planned that poorly. Last thing I do is... Wow.
You have to strike or stride.
Strike or stride. I don't really feel a strong need to move anywhere. We'll see. Yeah. If I strike, we'll see if I can get enough damage to bypass this thing's resistances.
It doesn't have hardness anymore.
Yeah, you broke the armor. Oh, it doesn't.
Yes. Okay, everything's coming up, Sarna. Yeah. Let's see how I roll. It's going to be a nat 1.
It is technically your second attack for the turn.
Yes, yes. So that is 13 to hit then. With the multiple attack penalty, 23.
That's a hit.
Awesome. Okay. Wow, this turn is going so much better than I expected.
I count hasted damage as ev damage because I made you haste.
And that is 11 slashing.
All right.
Well done, Sarna.
Ev's turn.
Ev is following a long tradition of electricity and chants Ya'u Meme and casts Electric Arc.
All right.
Which will be a basic reflex DC 22, and I do 3d4 plus 4 damage.
All right, go ahead and roll that damage.
9!
9 damage seems to all hit.
And I'll... use my last action for a recall knowledge. What do I know about this kind of
You would want to animation? Give me a crafting or arcana check for that.
Arcana. Probably should have done that first, but I was excited to do some damage. That's a bad arcana roll. I rolled a 3, so that's a 17.
I mean, you're guessing it's some kind of animated object, and you know that if hit hard enough, an animated object's armor breaks. That's all you really know.
I have learned a thing.
All right. A fist swings in toward Sarna. 30 to hit.
That will hit, but is not a crit.
22 bludgeoning damage. Yikes.
I've had worse.
You might have. And finally, it spends its third action to grab you. No. That was only its second action. My mistake. What am I talking about? Third action to constrict. Give me a fortitude save.
All right. That's a nat 20 on my save.
Well, I'd say you're good.
Awesome.
No worries about damage. All right. Saren's turn.
Since Sarna seems to be the target of its wrath currently, I'm going to go ahead and put a forbidding word on Sarna, and then I am going to cast an Inspire Courage that will affect everyone.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Ziadani, who is a coyote.
All right. Yes. I will make a Jaws attack. And I rolled a natural 20.
That's a critical hit.
It's also exciting that the damage that roll 20 rolled for my regular attack and my critical, it appears that it actually
aligns.
Correct.
We should like quadruple because it's so rare.
I can't believe that Rob didn't get to play anymore after this.
It was a suggestion.
All right, 32 damage. You have 2 actions left.
Going to make a second attack.
It's as whatever you would call bloody for a statue. It's crumbly. 26 is a hit.
Crumbly.
All right, so that's 13 more damage.
13 more damage. Oh, I forgot to have it take its fire damage. I'll do that in a sec.
Thank you for remembering, because I did not.
All right, final action.
For my final action. Oh, I don't know if I have anything I particularly want to do as a coyote. I might just gamble on this third attack. Yeah, let's see how this goes. Let's see what I roll. 7.
Well, it was worth a shot.
All right.
I critically miss.
It takes 6 fire damage, and its flat check is a failure, so it remains on fire, leading into Sarna's turn. There's a crumbly, blazing statue.
I love this.
It's holding on you.
Okay, well, I don't love that.
Flaming hot statue.
Flaming hot statue. First thing I am going to do is try to escape. That's a 29 to escape.
29 successfully escapes.
Awesome.
I have 2 actions and a hasted action left.
Excellent. Okay. I am going to go all in with my sword, and that is a 22 to hit.
That's a hit, because it no longer has construct armor.
Excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
And the old 2d8 plus 4, 12 damage.
All right.
And I will attack one more time, because why not? So with the multiple attack penalty, that's another 22.
That's a hit.
So I guess I'll roll damage again. 12 slashing damage.
12 slashing damage.
How many different ways can you get a 12?
And I'm gonna...
Well, we'll figure it out later, because the statue falls apart as it's destroyed.
Awesome. I was like, I'll keep waiting on it until my turn's over, but this works.
You had a much easier time with this statue than you did the earth element.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And as the statue falls apart, it just falls into a pile of stone and rubble, much like the earth element fell into a pile of rocks.
Well done, team.
Just so everyone knows, that wasn't an elemental. It was a statue, I think, just animated.
Good to know.
Is there a significant difference for us?
The elemental was harder?
Okay.
And likely more aware?
Oh, so we should feel bad about what we already did, but what we just did is fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Just because it was more sentient don't mean we need to feel bad.
True.
It attacked us.
Yeah, but did it have a choice, or was it controlled?
And technically, if it was here a long time, were we just kind of breaking into its home?
Yeah.
We could have said something. Didn't need to attack.
That's true. Although, do any of us speak Terran?
Not me. You know what? Let's feel bad about this another time.
This has been a No Direction Network production. Valiant is an original homebrew campaign, and it's possible with the support of listeners like you. If you would like to support Valiant and the rest of the No Direction Network, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/nodirection. Join us next time for the next episode of Valiant.